This is the Memory Palace. I'm Nate DeMeo. Let me give you something to look at while you stare at the calendar, counting the days until June 21st and the new season of the Memory Palace. A failed pilot for a web series I did for Fox using a single episode of their Movie Tone newsreel. Here you go.
They went to the movies. Maybe a couple times a week. That's what they'd do in January of 1940. They'd bundle up and head out into the cold and go to the Oriental Theater in Milwaukee or the Englert in Iowa City or the Washoe in Anaconda, Montana. And go somewhere else for a few hours anyway, some other time, to Victorian England or ancient Egypt or old California. But before they could escape into the world of the movie, the newsreel brought the world as it was right then to the theater. And while they waited there in the dark in Milwaukee or Iowa City or Anaconda, they saw Paris blanketed by snow and skiing Laplanders. And women in bathing suits hung like sides of beef in a suntan contest in Miami Beach. And seminarians throw snowballs in St. Peter's Square. They saw the Crown Princess of the Netherlands strap on her skates and play in the ice with cute Dutch kids in cute Dutch kid clothes. While to the north and the east, across the Baltic Sea, they saw Soviet soldiers dead and frozen in Finland. Because this is January 1940, and there were only two places you could be, no matter where you were in the world. You were at war, or you weren't. Only two states of being. You could be at war, or you could be wondering if you're going to be at war. You could be strapping on your skates, or you could be burning your villages so the invading army would find no shelter when the tanks rolled through. You could be warm in a bunker below ground receiving mass from a French priest. Or you could be up above in the frozen fields of the Maginot Line, waiting for the Nazi invasion. You could be on a French warship, anchored at some undisclosed location in the Mediterranean, watching the Royal Ballet and waiting. Or you could be at the Stork Club in Manhattan, with your shoes shined up and the girl you met in the Hamptons last summer, and dance some dance someone learned on their Caribbean vacation. Back before German U-boats started wreaking havoc with people's holidays, you would sit in the theater in Milwaukee, or Iowa City, or Anaconda, and watch Joe Louis getting ready to fight. And watch the young men of the Washington Huskies crew prepare to take on the Cal Bears. And see the new ships of the American Navy. The ships that would soon be manned by young men just like them. You were at war. Or you were wondering when war would come to you. And you sat. And you watched. And you waited. Thank you.